All right. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Rochelle Wilhite, the designated broker for Best Choice Realty. We're going to go ahead and get started with conference call number one tonight, which is the day in the life of a top producer. Tonight I've got a few new tips and tricks and website links that you may want to check out after the call. So hopefully you've got a pen and paper handy or a way to take a few notes tonight if you're listening in and just trying to get some good ideas of where to start or where to go. We're going to be covering over some of the foundational elements of becoming a top producer, talking real briefly about setting up your virtual home office, and then we'll spend the bulk of the time talking about some good tips and tricks on what to do when actually working in your business. What are some things that other top producers do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, to be successful, and maybe some other programs or other tools that they use that we've found success with at Best Choice Realty. So let's start with becoming a top producer and how to set yourself up for success from the get-go. One of the most common mistakes that I hear a lot of real estate agents make is that they take for granted that everybody is going to understand their schedule, and they don't ever have a schedule. And that's something that I hear a lot, even from top producers, that get into a rut or they may have a downturn in their business. What it kind of boils down to from a coaching perspective or helping them get back on track is we look at what they do on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. And oftentimes it's just taking their schedule for granted and it gets out of control. So as a fairly new agent to the business, maybe you're getting back in, maybe you're just looking for some best tips and tricks. Number one is you want to establish a schedule of some sort. And on that schedule, you want to have areas where you do block out some personal time, where you take a calendar and you establish maybe you're not going to be going on vacation a lot, you know, to get started with real estate. But you do want to have something to look forward to. You know, we work at various times during the nights and the days and some of the weekends. And if you don't plan a weekend getaway here or there, sometimes time just flies. And it's good to have a good, healthy balance between personal time versus real estate time. And those expectations can be shared with your significant others, with other friends and family members. That was one of the things I did early on in my career that really helped my personal and professional life, was just establishing a good year outlook of a year calendar. You know, maybe a trip that I've wanted to go to. Maybe I wanted to go to Egypt. Nowadays, I don't know if I want to go to Egypt. But anyway, I planned a trip, and that was something we wanted to go see, the pyramids. And Eric and I had just recently got married, and we were really projecting out, and I was selling real estate at the time. And so I looked at my calendar. We planned, I think, in October, November, and we just, you know, gave ourselves a few months to make the kind of money, and it was extremely motivating to have that vacation on the schedule and realize that personal time was just right around the corner, and it was something to look forward to. We had a great trip and saw everything we wanted to see and made a nice, you know, long 2-3 week vacation out of it. And I wouldn't have had those types of experiences if I hadn't wrote it down on the calendar and booked it. So make sure you sit down with the calendar tonight, even if you don't think you have the money to do so or the time, even if you have to pencil it in on a calendar so you visually see that upcoming personal getaway or that weekend away from home or that just downtime where you can really just regroup. It's very needed in this business, even if you don't have a lot going on right now. Okay? So make sure both your personal and your real estate time complement each other. Maybe list out your responsibilities as a real estate agent or as a person in a relationship, and take care of yourself first. Some agents have gotten out of hand where, you know, they just real estate, and they forget that their health is really important too. Make sure you block out time so you can do a walk or you work out in the morning or in the evening, or you have some way to actually do something for yourself. Take care of yourself and your health. And then have the flexibility to adjust if necessary, because real estate is got to be flexible. You know, you may not have anything going on for a few days, and all of a sudden on Saturday you've got so many appointments because it just kind of piles up. That's just kind of the nature of our business. So as we kind of talk about setting up your home and your virtual office, one of the things you want to consider is your location. You know, is your location in your home office set aside from other areas of the home? You know, one of the things that kind of drove me crazy was I'm a nut when it comes to dishes and kitchen, and I always had to have my kitchen extremely clean before I jumped into my office and started working on real estate. So you want to make sure you get some of those personal things done, and make sure your location is separate from, you know, all the other places in your house. I found that I got more done when I established a location in my, like, say, my one of the bedrooms, or, I mean, you laugh, but I actually, my car, I mean, I would sit outside my car, in my car, and finish up my prospecting for the day, because my car was, you know, my virtual office as well. So maybe consider where you do your best work and consider that location. Maybe if you're struggling with, are you making enough prospecting calls? Are you doing enough in real estate? It might be just the simple fact of where is the location of your virtual office. Is it in a separate room? Is it in your car? Is it maybe you don't have a location? So you may want to think about that when you start your business. Also, I have a list. If you need me to send the list to you, I have what I call the bin for the car. And in that list is a list of everything I have. For some of you that are older, maybe watch things in the 70s and 80s, you'll remember MacGyver. MacGyver always came prepared with all kinds of things to deal with certain situations. So you want to be a MacGyver in your car. And so there is a list that's very comprehensive that I'd be happy to share with you. It's all of the items that I have in my car. And I have those in my car at all times. Therefore, I'm able to deal with certain situations that arise when I'm working in my car. So if you'd like that, I'd be happy to send that to you. Just send me an email, and I'll send you the sheet on that. When you think about what to do when you start your day, things to consider, we're trying to ultimately build a referral network. We're not just wanting to put things aside and hope that things were going to happen for you. You have to be very proactive. We talked about that last week, of being proactive in your business and not letting, you know, thinking the leads are going to come to you. They don't just come to you, although you can pay for some sources like we talked about last week. A good referral network is actually going to be where you start your day and you take ownership of your business and you're proactive in your approach, so that you can actually build a business that will last, a business that will be based solely, if you can, off of referrals only. That's a lot more fun to work a business like that, where clients come to you and say, hey, this, you know, Billy Bob asked me to reach out to you, Rochelle, because he's looking to buy or sell a home. I mean, those are the types of clients that I love to work with, and those people that refer those types of people to me, I love to send those thank you notes and really give them the best type of service and reward them for helping me build my business. So when you start your day, you want to think about how can you build your business so that you have a long-standing referral network that will last for generations to come. And in doing so, it will basically outline what are some things top producers do that help them in building that referral network. And these are some of the top tips that I've written down over the last, I would say, 5-10 years of things that other agents do that I have sometimes incorporated into my personal business, or that other top producers do regularly, or they swear by it. So there are some things I would write down at this point in the call. Number one, you want to look at your current database. And if your database is not at least 100 people on your list, you want to really build what I would call your 100 list. If you don't have that, it's not that hard to build. It just takes some time, even just like a weekend, sitting down with your phone, with your address book, or with maybe something you created a long, long time ago. from your past business or maybe affiliated business that you've run. And what you're looking to build is a list of 100 people that will then you'll apply what we call Dunbar's numbers to. Now, Dunbar has a philosophy that most people, everybody in the world knows approximately 100 people. And with the mobility rate that he applies to the numbers, people will move on average every 5 years. So if you take the 100 people and you multiply that by 20%, you're going to find that 20 people are going to be moving. And potentially this could be 20, it could be double what 20 people. It could actually be 40 people because they also have to an opportunity to sell as well. So you have the opportunity of representing them on the purchase as well as the sale of their home. So with that type of mobility rate, if you think about those 100 people, all of those people also know people. So you times that, you could take 100 times 100. In essence, you have 10,000 interconnected people that are looking to buy or sell or that know of people looking to buy or sell. So when you look at your list of 100 people each month, you will need to adjust it based on the data that you collect from the previous month. So some people will not engage. Some people will not refer business to you. That's just their nature. They don't do that. But there are a lot of people, if they know that you're building your business and really working with Dunbar's numbers, they will be your champions, and they'll often provide you with more people to add to your list. So every month, what top producers will do is they'll look at their database. They'll block out time every month to look at their numbers. And what they'll do is they'll rate or prioritize the people on that list. Some of the people on the list will need to be replaced. And the better your list of 100 people get, the more business you're going to have. And the better you are at connecting with those people on a regular basis, the more business you're going to have. So it's really important, number one, what top producers will do. It's important to maintain a really good list with a true sense of reality so that you can maximize your time and attention using Dunbar's rule of the people and the mobility rate. So tonight I want you to kind of ask yourself, you know, who are your top 100 people that you could continue building with? And maybe how do you communicate with those people? What marketing plan or what kind of strategy would you put together so you can connect with those people on a regular basis? And if you think about your business in that type of way, you're going to be focused on the best people to work with, and you're going to minimize some of those distractions that creep up every day when you're working in real estate. So that's my number one tip for tonight, is to build your list of 100 people. Look in your cell phone, go to your calendar, who are those people you met with a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago. Go into your past database. Maybe you used a system to manage that database. Go into that. Let's go in and clean that and really assess and categorize or prioritize or rate them. I have agents that rate them A, B, C. I have agents that rate them on how frequent they're going to contact them. You want to really know and understand each of those people on the list, that 100 people. And like I said, if some people are not engaging or not really communicating with you, that's okay. Other people will replace them. And maybe you'll have 150, and 100 will be your golden contacts, and the other 50 will just be there in your database with less frequent touch points, but still communicating with them on a regular basis. So that's my number one tip, is to build that list and build it soon. Don't wait, because everything that top producers do really start with the end in mind. If they're really shooting to have 20 transactions a year, which is a great goal to have if you're new to the business, how do they do it? They start with the numbers, and they project out with Dunbar's numbers. So it's going to take you 100 people in order for you to average 20 deals a year. And I used that when I first started in the business. I read a lot of books and talked with a lot of top producers to find out it is indeed correct. My first year in the business, I did 25 sales. And obviously a lot of learning went into going through that process. And my second year was much better than my first, but it all started with the numbers and knowing what top producers were doing. Okay, so once you've established that, what are some other things that top producers will do? One of the goals, and again, I'm just going to give you bullet points here, so if you want to jot some of these ideas down, it might be helpful. Number one, they add 5 new clients each week to their database. So they make that a goal. In fact, it was one of my friends there that is at Keller Williams right now, and I went over to her. It was actually her personal listing, so I got to see her home office. And it was really kind of funny because, you know, we'd been coached by similar people, and on her whiteboard in her office, and I got to see it firsthand just recently, she had her home on the market, and I went into her home office to see the house with my client, and on her whiteboard it said, add 5 new clients this week to my database. And I'm like, how funny is that? We talk about it, but how many of us really do it? How many of us are adding 20 more people to our database or our follow-up list? Are we doing that? And that's really not that many people when you think about it. You know, it's just reaching out and meeting people. It's exchanging business cards when you're out there in the business. It's working with affiliated people that know people they're looking to buy and sell. It's getting the word out through social media. It's doing a lot of some of these basic things, but if you don't have a goal or an end in mind, oftentimes you won't succeed. So it was kind of cute to see that she had written that on her whiteboard as a simple reminder. The other thing that, it's like we had 5s in one of my offices, we had stars of 5 all over the place. And what we were trying to get the agents in the office to recognize is that the number 5 is an important number. So we really worked to try to get 5 new clients each week. We also would send out 5 handwritten notes every day. These handwritten notes that we would do would be simply just gratitude. You know, we'd send out, thank you so much for thinking of me or referring Johnny to me to list his home. It's handwritten notes just following up. We talked several months ago about the opportunity of getting you some information about real estate in the Sammamish area. You know, it could be as simple as just a personalized 1 or 2 line note in a simple handwritten card. Or even a simple, I mean, I get birthday notifications, but how many people do you know on Facebook and their birthday comes up and you're thinking, I just send them a happy birthday, you know, on Facebook. Well, everybody does that. Why not stand out from the crowd? So I've taken it offline when I do social media. I still do it to this day. Some of my close friends, I'll actually send them a birthday card in the mail. And you know how many times I get phone calls from them just saying, that was so thoughtful. I never get anything in the mail that's almost worthwhile. And just getting that cute little note from you about your birthday, that went a long way. And so I get a lot of appreciation from my list of 100 or 150 people because I'm recognizing their birthdays or sending them a personal note on a regular basis, maybe just quick saying hi. I haven't talked to you in several months. Hope everything's going well with you and your family. A simple note like that goes a long way. So one of the goals that we had in our office way back when I was helping to motivate production and really get more production out of the group of people I was managing, you know, we had one day a week where we blocked out time and we sat there and wrote 20 different cards, so 5 per day. That kind of thing. We had goals like that that worked really well. Other things that we did with prospecting is we'd send out 5 prospecting emails out a day. So we would find 5 people in our database and we would craft a personal email and we'd send an email. Now, emails often don't get read. However, if you provide a reason for them to contact you back, oftentimes they'll respond and you'll have a dialogue via email. So don't negate the fact that emails do work, especially if they're personal sounding or they have a personal touch on them. And we'll talk about more ideas on emails, what to send as far as text messages, how to communicate with your database in conference call number 2 and 3. So that's coming. But put that on your to-do list of 5 emails to send out. There's also a company called Slydial, Slydials. If you want to Google Slydial.com, the company still exists, and for free, they have, I think, add-ons now, but you can send a SlyDial voicemail. And I loved it because I would just get up in the middle of the morning and I wanted to get in there and get 5 voicemails left. And it could be as simple as, hey, just checking in with you, Krista. We talked about real estate, and you actually do the SlyDial on that website that you call a certain number. They connect with the cell phone. It records it as if it's coming from you. So your phone number is logged, not the phone number you're calling through. And it doesn't go directly to them. They don't answer the phone. It goes right into their voicemail box. So it's a very sly way of leaving a personal message on their phone to maybe call you back or just checking in, that kind of thing. So we would leave 5 SlyDials a day for some of our prospects on a regular basis. Another thing that a lot of top producers do when they're working their business on a regular basis, they would call and confirm their appointments. So if they had an appointment for tomorrow or maybe for Friday, they would call, they would block out time every week. Certain days of the week work better than others, and they would actually call to confirm the appointments for the following day. That went for phone appointments. That went for consultations where they're meeting with the client, or it could just be as I have to stop by their house and check in. They would call and confirm that that was okay or that time would work for them. Other things that top producers do, they will create advertising pieces. They will design. They'll meet with their designer. They'll make up the advertising piece, make sure that there's a follow-up and some execution. They'll perhaps target some builders and attorneys, financial planners, maybe a chamber of commerce, insurance agents, mortgage people, title reps, those types of advertising pieces for target people that they're working with. And then also they will target, the database. So they'll create pieces or touch points to follow up with them. Now, I do with my close clients. I have several hundred people that I could follow up with, and they refer business to me. The business really comes naturally once you build a referral business, and you've been in the business several years. But you still have to touch base and let people know you're in real estate. So we do have a magazine that's working really well right now. And instead of having you create all these marketing pieces and pay for this postcard and all of these things that cost, actually, when you look at how many postcards you'd have to send out so you don't end up being in the junk mail, if you have some really tight-knit people that you work with on a regular basis and they're really part of your network, your list of 100 people, it might be smart to do the pieces that work really well for us is the Seahawk magnets, and those are going right now, and that's not that expensive to send those out. I mean, it runs for 100 mail pieces plus postage. The piece itself is only $40 for 100, and then you just have to pay for the postage to get those out. But that's a great way to communicate with your database or your group of prospects. But this magazine is a great way of also connecting. A lot of top brokers, top producers use it. You do have to send it out to a minimum, I think, of 50 people, but it's a very beautiful piece that has your picture and your information, and it's a magazine of like a sunset quality magazine for around, I think it's $2.95 or $3 a magazine per person. So it's pricier than a typical postcard, but a postcard's going to run you around $1, $1.50 for a mail piece. And this is something that sticks around a little bit longer, and it's very well received. So a lot of our top producers use that magazine. I'd be happy to send that information to you. Or you have some, if you come to the office, either Tacoma or Seattle, I have some sample magazines you can take a look at so you can see what issue is being sent out. Those magazines go out to my top prospects. They go out every other month. So it's not like they're getting a piece every single month, but it's enough touch points that really keeps people connected to you. All right, the other thing that top producers do is they do a lot on social media every day. They block out time to send or personalize an ad. They connect with people in a social way on Facebook. They maybe use a company called Hootsuite. to do all of their posting in one motion. They may like a lot of other personal people, their reviews, and they might write some reviews for some of their other businesses that they do business with. They utilize social media in a way that makes sense. Then there's more to come on that. If you don't have a capture system with social media, you may want to consider getting one. For $50 a month, there is a way you could do a lead capture system. You would, in essence, you have to build a business page for real estate. But once you have a business page for what you do with real estate, you can then post various advertising and then collect leads through a lead capture system. There are currently two lead capture systems that we recommend. There are a lot out there and a lot of people that will take your money. So be careful out there with social media. But two we've found very great success with, so much so that some of our agents, that's about 80% of their business. And more people are learning about social media. But it's still an untapped resource that I think could be utilized more so than it is in our business. So there's two companies, if you want to write these down, homevalueleads.com, and there's another company that's a competitor that's gaining traction as well, which is primesellerleads.com. So if you're looking to play more on the listing side of the business and do CMAs and really learn about sellers, sellers are kind of where it's at right now. That might be a good lead capture system if you want to focus on sellers and social media by posting Facebook ads and things like that to capture leads. Those two companies do it the best. And for price and what you get for those two companies, they have the best system set up. And that's coming from some of our top producers. The other thing that top producers will do is they will send out close client information. So they might create some sort of newsletter. It's an e-newsletter. There's a company that will do that for around, there's one that will do it for $15, $20, and $25. I currently use the $25 option because there's a lot more customization I can do. But there are other companies out there that for a nominal fee like $15, $20, $30 a month, they will create the content for an e-newsletter, and it's something that looks very professional and customized to your brand. And they will send that marketing piece out to your clients, and it could be done like an e-newsletter. So that's not that expensive when you think about how many people you could blast out that what you're doing, what the market is, what the interest rates are all about. That type of thing can be done with an e-newsletter. And I would recommend doing that with your clientele on a monthly basis, getting that in place. If you don't have that, I can point you in the right direction of providing you with some links to get that done. It kind of depends on what you're trying to accomplish. There's some free newsletters out there too, but you get what you pay for, and the automation and the engagement and sometimes the dashboard are really important to agents when they're considering who they should use for doing those e-newsletters. There are two other things I want to bring up before we leave here tonight. I'm almost out of time, but text messaging is a really big thing right now, and I would incorporate that into my day-to-day operations. Perhaps I use my group of 150 or 100 people, and I find out who best communicates via text, and I maybe make it a priority that I prospect or reach out to these people via text on a more regular basis or a more frequent basis. There are companies, there's a company called CallFire that has a text feature that allows you to kind of automate that process for you. It might be something where you pay CallFire for that text message capability and you run it through that company so that you can get a mass text out but look personal. We have had success with that as well. But having that quick response and that number coming from you and having those connections are really, really important. But I don't think enough of us have been really consistent and systematic with how we use text message. And that could really set yourself apart from other agents who don't prospect in that fashion. So you might want to take a look at that company as well, callfire.com. I have used their dialer feature where if I want to call through a lot of leads, I have allowed CallFire to be my provider to do that, and it's very slick and very efficient. I could use callfire.com, buy their basic version or pay per the minute, and I can call through a list of 100 people in less than 20 minutes. So it really is a neat feature if you're calling a lot of people and having good success with being on the phone. CallFire is probably one of the best dialers that I've seen that works. There's also another dialer that we've used before, and depending on how versed you are at dialers or systems that do, you know, auto dialing behind the background, the competitor is Mojo Dialer, M-O-J-O, dialer.com. Those two companies I've found and I've used before in the past have been very successful at calling a large database. So maybe if you just jumped into real estate and you're like needing to get the word out that you're doing real estate and just wanted to check and see how things are going with your real estate search, you may want to just do a text message feature through CallFire or set up a Mojo dialer where you have a list of people. You can even buy lists on Mojo, which I like on Mojo. There are a lot of different systems. Just be careful you know what you're getting yourself into before you pony up the credit card. Both those companies, though, are reputable companies that I've used personally. Two or three other little things. Number one, most top producers make it a goal to read at least a book a year. Some agents read a book a month, you know, of ways to improve their business. Don't forget that real estate is kind of an ongoing work of art, and there's a lot of education that comes into play, and it's not something that you pass your test and then you're done. You need to be able to keep yourself well read and be able to explain different things to clients and get ideas on how to be better at your job. And there are a lot of books out there that I could give you to read if you're not sure what to read. There are plenty out there. One of our agents who is in our top 10 as far as production, he uses social media. And when he joined Best Choice Realty, he made it a priority to get the top 5 social media books on how to do social media and do it well. He purchased them on Amazon, and he just started reading away. And he learned a lot of good strategies so that when he actually paid for HomeValueLeads.com, he may not have had to spend so much. They have all these types of a la carte programs where they pay $50 a month or $100 a month or $150 a month. Because of his knowledge at reading some of these social media books, he was able to make some of these things more personal and not have to be reliant on a company to do some of that prospecting or ad building for him. He was able to just buy the basic fundamentals of that program and then add to it with his own knowledge, with the things that he'd read. So there's nothing new that needs to be learned as far as social media goes for him. He has done a lot of research and read a lot about the topic so that he's well-versed in how to utilize the system. Speaking of learning, I don't think I can say this enough. Some of you just need, in order to be a top producer, you just need a kick in the you know where, to be successful. So if you're feeling like that maybe is what's holding you back from being successful, maybe you want to hire a coach, and I'd be happy to give you some recommendations of coaches we've used in the past. We currently have, I would say our top 20 agents, over half of those people are being coached currently by another coach locally in our area. They're maybe paying for a coach that calls them on a weekly or every other week or a monthly basis, or they just have a coach they can reach out to, a life coach, that holds them accountable to some of their goals and aspirations. I currently have, as a Best Choice Realty designated broker, I actually pay for a coach. So I don't think that enough can be said about hiring a coach that you can bounce ideas off of, that can hold you accountable to your goals. And my coach does that on every other week. I have a conference call with him, and he's very well-versed, and he plays at a very high level, and he's able to give me mentorship and hold me accountable to my goals and aspirations. So I know it works. If it works for me and it works for other top producers, you can almost pay for that coach very quickly. I know it's pricey, but having somebody be there to coach you through some of these things could be very valuable in the long-term vision of building your business. There are two other websites or groups it's not websites, it's actually two groups that I belong to, which I think have been very helpful in getting fresh ideas. You would need a Facebook account to join these groups, but they are open to everyone. And both groups have been helpful when I needed something. South King County Agents, I think, is the group I belong to. And this is it's on Facebook. You just go to South King County Agents, and you can ask them to join, and they'll accept you into their group. But I see posts from that group pretty regularly. I would say at least once or twice a week. The group is very responsive if you had questions in relationship to South King County. I'm looking for an architect that could help me design, you know, a deck structure on the back of my house. Those are the types of things I see asked of the group. And there are people from other companies that also have joined South King County Agents group on Facebook. And it's been a great resource for us. So I recommend that group for a local group. There's obviously tons of groups you can belong to on Facebook. But the other one that's a national group that I find interesting to watch and participate in is Lab Agents, LABAGENTS, LABAGENTS, Lab Agents. And they share all kinds of insight on what they're working with. It might be more national or state-specific, but I see success that's shared. I see questions that are kind of more sales-oriented or sales-generated. I see, what do you think about this CRM platform? I'm having trouble with Mojo. You know, have you guys experienced that? I see a lot of really good discussion and helpful support on that group through Facebook. So you may want to reach out and connect on those two groups, knowing that I'm on those groups. And also, if you have questions, it's kind of good to see what other people are struggling with or what they've experienced on labagents.com. I'm sorry, not Lab Agents. It's just Lab Agents on Facebook. And if you have trouble letting me, if those groups don't work, let me know, and I'll be happy to jump in and advise them to accept you into the group. I haven't had any problems over the last 6 months of getting people to join on those two groups. I think that's it tonight. Hopefully this was helpful at getting you set up for success. There's plenty of things to do, I know, to get started, but hopefully you just kind of jotted down some notes as we talked tonight. And if you have some specific questions, you're always welcome to text me at 206-947-0811. Or if there's a more lengthy conversation or discussion you want to discuss with me where we would take a more detailed response, you could certainly email me at Rochelle@bestchoicerealtywa.com. So have a great week, you guys. I know I took a little longer than normal, but I had a lot to get through. And we'll check in with you again next Monday, same time, same place. Have a great week. Bye.